Morning.
Oh, it started.
My name is Hannah. I am 17 years old. Today is November 18th, 2021, and I'm speaking with Sarah, who is my friend. We are recording this interview in Virginia. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
I don't know. Probably my mom. She gave birth to me. And she's helped me with a lot of stuff along the way, and she is probably the reason that I am how I am today.
Okay.
Very specific.
Yes. Okay, tell me about one of your most difficult memories.
I don't want to do that.
You don't have to.
Okay. Well, like, I guess during quarantine it was hard because I wasn't doing anything and I wasn't going anywhere. I was kind of just being sad in my room. And I didn't, like, talk to my family for a month. Like, every time they tried to talk to me, I just stared at them. And then they yelled at me because they were mad. And so that was really fun. Took a lot of walks. So, yeah, that was pretty difficult.
Did you stay online all year?
Yes.
And you never went back?
No, I didn't.
Not once?
I was full virtual.
Wow. Me too. Can you tell me about someone who has a big influence on your life?
I think my brother has, because, like, even though he's done a lot of things that you probably shouldn't do in high school, he's, like, he's a good person, and our relationship has gotten a lot stronger as we've gotten older, and, like, It's nice to have him be there for me because he is my brother and I love him, and yeah.
Aww. Have you learned any lessons from him?
Is this like turning into Miss Watson on this recording? Okay. Well, believe in yourself, and like, when your
Soccer.
Dad tells you not to go to Hood College, go there anyways. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but like, stick to what you want to do, even if people tell you that you shouldn't, and when things are hard, you should keep going.
Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an investigative journalist.
Why?
Because I like writing, and I think it would be fun to be a journalist, and I think there's a lot of things that are wrong with this world, and I want to try and fix some of those things.
What's one thing you think is wrong?
Well, you see, the government is really corrupt, and I think that they need...
You talking to Ms. Soreo?
Yes. I think that people need to be held accountable a lot more for the things that they do, because if we have rules and they're not enforced, then people can get away with anything. Think that should happen, and I'm talking about politicians.
Do you believe in the death penalty? Yeah.
No, because I think when the government has the ability to, like, kill people, then all they have to do is, like, I don't know. I just don't think the government should have the ability to, like,
judge that.
Yeah.
They're not God.
No.
Okay. What's something people wouldn't know about you just looking at you? Other than you're technically tall. In spirit.
I don't know. I play trombone.
Okay, why'd you pick trombone?
Because I couldn't play trumpet good enough and my brother played trombone. So it was number 3 on my list. So I did it.
Did you learn anything from Mr. Brock?
I learned that it's okay to have fun, and that band is fun, and that you should stick with things that you like, even when they're hard, because you'll learn things. And also not to to go into the army.
Is band your biggest activity?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I mean, I do marching band, and I do jazz band, and I've done band for... I've played trombone for 7 years. I mean, I guess soccer could be bigger since I've played that since I was 5, but band has, like, a way bigger part in my life. and it's given me most of my friends, so, yeah.
How was section leader?
It was interesting. It was hard being in charge of a bunch of people that are, like, around my age, and, like, coming back after a year and a half of not doing any band and going in with no leadership experience. It was hard, but it definitely taught me a lot of patience, and I think it helped me with my leadership abilities.
Do you think we left them with a good understanding of what to do next year?
I sure hope so, because if they break our streak, I'm going to be upset. And also because I like them. I think we did. I think we did a pretty good job, and I think it'll take a couple of years to get back to what we were like before, but I think that if they believe in themselves, then they can do good work.
Do you think the number will go back up?
I think it'll take a while, but I think it will.
Okay. Tell me about a story of your biggest success in school.
Well, I got a 4 on my AP Lang and my A Push exams. And I, hello? Why are you going? Okay, yeah, so I got a 4 on 2 of my AP exams, which is really surprising because they were the first AP exams that I took, and it was virtual, and I don't think I did a good job in A Push at all, but, yeah, getting a 4 and passing those exams after, like, a really hard year with such a big learning curve felt really good.
Did you celebrate?
Not really, because I checked them when I was in the car with my mom on the way to Pennsylvania, and she was like, oh my god, Sarah! And that was all.
It sounds like your mom. Okay. Do you plan on, like, leaving as soon as college gets around here? Like, you're out of here.
Like, as soon as I graduate high school?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on where I get into, because I'm applying to, like, 4 in-state colleges and 2 out-of-state. And I think the only way, because, like, I mean, George Washington counts as in-state, right, basically?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because, like, the farthest I'm applying to is NYU, and I think if I get in and I get good financial aid, then I'll definitely go there. But I don't think I'm, like, trying to get away from school. I mean, from my house. I think I'm ready to go to college. I just don't know if I want to, like, get away as soon as possible.
Is NYU in the city?
Yeah.
Why'd you pick... Is that your, like, top school if nothing else mattered? Only school?
I don't know. Maybe. They have a really good journalism program, and I really do like New York City. I've been there once, and it was, like, the best experience of my life. but they have a really good journalism program, and I think there would be a lot of good chances to do stuff, and I just think New York is really cool. And they're, like, a really prestigious university, so it would be really amazing if I somehow got in.
You'll get in.
12%.
Okay, what are your parents like?
They're kind of annoying sometimes.
Aren't they all?
Do you want me to go deep?
Oh, you can do whatever you feel like.
So my parents got divorced, and they've been really...
You in for it, wow.
They've been really annoying since then, and, like, they're never really around anymore because every weekend my mom goes up to Pennsylvania, and my dad is constantly either leaving for work or he's going down to the house he has with my grandparents, and, like...
Does she fly?
No, my mom drives up to Pennsylvania every time. Every weekend, but, like, almost every weekend.
That's a lot of gas.
I know. I don't know. On a teacher salary? but I feel like I've definitely grown a lot more distant from my parents than I used to be, especially, like, through the pandemic and the divorce, because I've always been an independent person, but now that I'm older and that, like, I'm kind of losing the connection, I feel like I'm definitely getting more distant from them. And, like, I used to see them as, like, really good people, but now that's kind of, like, coming to a head.
I think that happens with a lot of kids.
It feels really bad because, like, it's so... Because, like, I'm used to seeing, like, during arguments, I'm like, oh, my mom is right and my dad is wrong, or the other way around, but now, like, they've both done a lot of bad things through this part, so, like, I can't say that one of them is good and one of them is bad. They're both very mixed people.
They're just people. They're human.
Wow, that's so deep.
Okay, can you briefly describe, in your own words, your personal political views?
I am pretty far left, I'd say. I'm a liberal. When I do turn 18, I'll probably vote blue in, like, every election I do. I believe in equal rights. Yeah, I think I'm a feminist. I believe in equal rights. I'm pretty strong on gun control. Racism is bad, obviously.
Thank you for clearing that up.
You're welcome. So I'd say I'm pretty liberal. I'm not a centrist. I have beliefs.
Whoa! Okay. Do you think, like, the political divide is dividing the country?
Oh, 100%. It's the reason why, like, I think it's the reason why Virginia became so red in this election, because people went all or nothing, like, especially for delegates that they didn't know a lot about, like with Aird and Taylor. Like, you said that Aird was a lot more knowledgeable, but, like, I think parties are, like, inevitable. They're gonna happen. But I do think...
Did you read it back from Madison?
Oh my god, James Madison, Federalist 10. but I do think it causes a lot more problems than it helps, because people, like, see each other as Democrats and Republicans, and, like, people are like, oh, you're a Democrat? Well, I don't like you. And like, a lot of people vote just for parties instead of, like, the candidate. And yeah, I just think it's really bad how political parties divide us, because, and, like, nothing gets done because of parties, especially in the House and the Senate, especially in Congress, but that's another tangent. So yes, I do think that they're dividing us, and I think it's not for the better.
Do you think it's the labels or the people?
Both. Because people feel like, oh, well, I think that I'm a Republican, so they feel like they have to do certain things to be a Republican or to be a Democrat. But, like, there's also, like, there's really, like, really liberal people and really conservative people. Both suck. I mean, like, you're not, like, really liberal. Like, because, like, really conservative people are, like, racist and sexist and homophobic and
not,
all the bad things.
Not all of them.
Really conservative people.
Well, you can't put them in that little box.
Well, there's a lot of bad people on both sides, and I think that's why people have such bad views of, like, Democrats and Republicans on both sides. Vote green.
Okay. Do you have any family traditions?
No.
Okay. Do you have a nickname? And is there a story with it?
No, I don't. Mr. Holly calls me the Hagen because I hate doing solos, so every time he says release the Hagen, and then I can't do my solo because I start laughing, so.
So it's all his fault?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Tell me about your relationship with your parents. You already did that.
Yeah. Tell it twice. It's mediocre.
Do you remember a time when they made you super angry?
Yeah, like, every day. During the divorce, they both made me really angry because they, like... And they still make me really annoyed because... Did you pause it?
No.
Okay. Like, let me speak my truth, Hannah.
It's not paused.
I know. I know. Yeah, because they... I feel like they both try to, like... be the good parent. I'm gonna turn off my car. They both try to be the good parent because they both want to prove that, like, oh, they, like, oh, I'll be there for you, but it's just annoying because they act annoying. And also, like, during college, my dad is really annoying because he wants me to go to UVA and he won't shut up about it. But yeah, my parents make me mad a lot. But I also like them a lot.
Okay, wait. What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
I don't know. I don't think I did that bad stuff as a kid. I broke my arm once, but I don't think that's that bad.
On my mom's birthday?
Yeah, I broke my arm on Hannah's birthday.
No.
Hannah's mom's birthday. Not Hannah's birthday. Hannah's mom's birthday.
You got a pencil stuck in it?
Yeah, that was embarrassing. Yeah, I don't think I did anything really bad as a kid. Or if I did, I don't remember. So.
Good for you. Okay, tell me about your brother.
Paul's an interesting guy. He goes to Hood College in Maryland.
You change your voice.
Because I do that every time I talk about it. He goes to Hood College in Maryland. He plays soccer there. He's an interesting guy because we fought all the time when we were younger, but now we're kind of on the same side because we're older. He stands up for me a lot, like, in arguments with my parents.
Aww,
like,
so sweet.
I know. Like, during the divorce, he was like, "What about Sarah?" as I was, like, hiding in my room. But, yeah, he is multifaceted. He plays soccer. That's all he does. He plays soccer. He's majoring in finance and business. And with a minor in psychology. But, yeah, he's my older brother, and I love him. And I think as we both get older, I think we're gonna stick together.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any childhood friends who you've lost touch with?
Oh, yeah. Like, everybody from Woolridge.
Everybody.
I had a, do you remember Lila Sandoval?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were, like, best friends. We hung out at recess. We wrote this story together about Cheerios. I'm not going to talk about that. But
Cheerios.
Yeah, we were really good friends and we hung out all the time. And then, in middle school, she went to Tomahawk too. And like, we just stopped talking after elementary school because she got kind of stuck up and yeah. And I guess also Gabby Holberg. We don't talk anymore. We don't really have any classes together. Like, basically everybody from Woolridge that I don't have classes with anymore are people that I've lost touch with. Like, Caroline Marshalko. Who else is there? I reconnected with Sam. That's not the question.
I had no idea he went to
Woolridge. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Everybody from elementary school.
Okay.
Almost. Except for Hannah.
I don't know her. Okay, what would your life be like? Like, what do you think it would be like when you're older?
Hopefully I will have a job that is good. Hopefully I'll be able to, like, be a journalist. And I just, like, I know a lot of people say this, and I hope, like, the same thing doesn't happen. But, like, I want to be able to make a change in the world. And I want to, hopefully I'll be able to, I want to live in a city. And I want to, I want to be a journalist, and that's basically all I have, because, like...
Tell me about your future apartment.
Probably, like, one bedroom, one bathroom, and it's in the same room.
Probably.
Because it'll cost, like, $5,000 per month.
Welcome to the city, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Broom closet.
Do you ever want a pet again?
No.
Never?
No. Maybe if I end up getting, like, a boyfriend or a girlfriend or something, but I don't think I could take care of a pet by myself, because I had a cat when I was younger. Oh, hi, Zach. I had two cats when I was younger, and we haven't, like, since they died, we haven't gotten any other pets, and I just don't think I could deal with them. Like, I'll enjoy my friend's pets, but I don't want one for myself. Maybe a rock.
Oh, okay, ready? How do you imagine God?
I don't believe in God, so whenever I think of after I die, it's just, like, a black screen.
Does that, like, make you want to live life more? If there's no afterlife,
makes
no
me
reincarnation?
Makes me want to live life the same.
Makes it doesn't change anything for
no,
you?
No, not really. Like, I guess if there's an afterlife, it would be cool, but I don't think I'd get in since I don't believe in it.
Well, isn't God supposed to forgive your sins?
Then everyone should get into heaven.
Well, not if you're, like, a mass
murderer. Well, yeah, I don't really imagine God as anything. When I was a kid and I still thought I was religious, I imagined him as, like, a big guy in space.
In space?
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine heaven is space.
If you were religious, which one do you think would be the most similar to what you would think?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know enough about a religion. I guess I would be Christian, because that's what I was for, like, first, like, 13 years of my life.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be, like, I wouldn't be, like, radical.
Are you, like, spiritual?
No.
No?
No, I'm nothing. I'm just, I am a science person.
You don't believe in, like, your karma or...
No.
Spirit?
I joke around about karma, but, like, I don't think, I don't know anything about spirits, and I'm not, like, into any of that kind of stuff.
Okay. Have you ever had, like, a realization in your life? Like, life-changing?
I realized that I can't back out. No. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't think so. I'm only 17. Nothing's really happened.
You got time.
I guess when I kind of realized that, like, I didn't really believe in any kind of religion because I was raised as a Christian, like, both sets of my grandparents are very religious, and my parents, like, took us to church, but then I realized that, like, I didn't pray at all, and I didn't really believe in any of that. So, I guess kind of realizing that I wasn't religious was a realization.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a bad question.
Man, this is long. How much more do we have left?
Another 10 minutes at least.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna turn the car off on the hot.
What's the proudest thing you've ever done?
The proudest thing I've ever done?
Or, like, the thing you've done that has made you proud? Yeah.
Well, I got a 4 on my
this. Yeah. No. Not, not school.
When I was in elementary school, okay. I won...
Yes, school, I guess.
When I was in... Oh, recent? Or could it...
No, it can be whenever.
Okay. Well, in elementary school, I won this art competition for, at All Fired Up. I designed a plate, and I won, and I don't even remember what I won, and I still have the plate, but...
Did you win the plate?
No, I made the plate. And, like, I won the competition.
Good for you.
It was a really bad plate, but I knew enough people that I got the plate.
Oh, connections.
Yeah. Bribery.
Okay. Do you remember a time in your life where you felt truly alone?
Quarantine, probably. Because, like, things were kind of rough in a way that we don't need to get into with Miss Wozniak. but, yeah, it was rough because I did spend, like, all, like, when I wasn't just, like, sitting in my room, like, listening to music or on my computer, I was, like, outside going on walks by myself, listening to music. So, yeah, it did really feel like I was alone because, like, my brother, he went out every day to, like, play soccer, so he wouldn't have to be in the house, and, like, I didn't really talk to my mom that much, and I've always felt the least connected to my dad, so, like, I couldn't really do anything with him, so I did kind of feel like I was alone in quarantine.
Did you get to know, like, yourself better?
No. No, I just got sad.
What'd you do other than listen to music?
I guess I played games with my friends sometimes. I pulled an all-nighter for no reason. Messed me up.
With Eric?
Yeah, I played Minecraft with Eric. Yeah, I played games, I listened to music, I went on walks, and I was depressed, so.
Did you do anything?
I crocheted 32 seahorses.
32?
Yeah.
What's Whoop on? Oh, this was no better. When was the last time you cried and why?
Yesterday over calculus.
Why?
Because I'm bad at calculus and I didn't know what I was doing. But then I figured it out.
You just were confused?
I was just frustrated.
Oh.
So I cried. I'm a frustrated crier. I cry over everything.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. If this was our last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
I hope you get into your college you want to get into.
I don't even know which one.
I don't know what I would say to any of my friends who was the last conversation. Thanks for backing out.
So you couldn't hit the truck.
No, I don't know, like, I hope you do good things. Good luck with the rest of your life.
How do you imagine your death?
My death?
Yeah.
I don't know, old age, hopefully.
I asked Kaylee this and she knew right away.
I don't know, hopefully old age. Like, I don't want it to be anything painful. Like, if I get shot in the head, that would be okay.
What?
That's not painful. I mean, hopefully.
Not until it goes in your brain.
I don't know. I just want, hopefully it's old age. When I'm old and I've already accomplished everything else that I wanted to do.
You say you're not religious, but do you believe in, like, marriage?
Yes.
It's a Christian thing. And, like, religious thing.
Well, what if I just don't...
No, you can do it without the religion part.
I don't have to do it with the religion part.
No, but is this how it started?
Yeah, I believe in marriage. I think I think, like, if it's the right person, I think that's really beautiful.
Your parents didn't ruin it for you?
Oh, I mean, I'm kind of scared about it, but, like, after it happened, I was like, oh my gosh, if after 20 years they got divorced, how am I ever going to find love? But now I'm kind of like, eh, it's okay, hopefully.
It'll happen.
It'll all work out, I hope.
Is there anything that you've never told me but you want to tell me now?
No.
Oh. I got 4 more minutes.
Is this the last question?
Do you have a fear?
I have a fear of failure.
We all do.
Yeah, and because, like, my parents have never really been, like, the people to push me. It's always been me. Like, I've been very fortunate that my parents don't push me academically that much. They're just like, if you're happy with it, then we'll be okay with it. Except for my dad, who told me to retake my SAT, and then I didn't because I didn't care. But, so yeah, I have a fear of failure. And I'm also, I'm kind of scared of the dark, but that's because I have, I thought they were going to run into this. It's also because I have, I psych myself out a lot, and I have a very overactive imagination.
Very close.
Yeah, and I'm also scared of being alone. Mm. I'm okay with doing things alone. Like, when my parents leave me home alone, I'm okay with that. But, like, I'm very scared of, like, never making any meaningful relationships. Like, especially after I graduate college and I'm, like, on my own in the world. I'm very scared that I won't, like, make any friends or, like, I won't find anyone.
You're not gonna be my friend?
I hope we'll still be friends, Hannah. Gosh.
You don't want me anymore.
No, get out of the car. Oh. Walk home.
I backed out.
So I'm scared of being alone, scared of failure, kind of scared of the dark.
Do you have any, like, phobias? Like, spiders.
I used to be really scared. I'm still scared of spiders. One time there was a spider in my bathroom, and so I showered in my mom's bathroom for 2 weeks. And, like, every so often I went back in and checked, and it moved every time. And one time it got a little too close to the faucet, and I just... I felt really bad, John.
For the spider?
Yeah. But, like, yeah. I don't like bugs.
No.
I don't like needles, either. Like, in Forensic Chem, when we were... in Psych, when we were watching the video about the human... Like, the limits of the human body. Like, one lady fell off the cliff, and they kept replaying it. And, like, they described, like, the pain. Like, I'm really squeamish. I don't like needles. I don't like blood.
You like horror?
Horror?
Yeah, like films and
stuff. I'm okay with it, like...
Even if it's, like, gory?
I don't like gore. I don't like horror. I don't like... Yeah, I don't like gore.
You watch Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, I watched... That made me... It's so weird when I watched Grey's Anatomy. I was like, man, I could never do that. It's like, I'm not gonna be forced to be a surgeon. Yeah, I don't... Yeah. I'm scared of needles and blood. And being alone.
Okay.
And failure.
Do you ever want kids?
No! I don't!
Why?
Because I don't like kids that much. And I don't want to have to...
That's a good reason.
I don't want to have to deal with, like, a mini me. Like, I've had a lot of problems, and I don't know, I could barely get through them myself, so I don't know how I could help somebody through that. I don't want to have to teach a kid how to drive. I don't want to have to help a kid, like, I don't, like, there's so much that comes along with having a kid, and I don't want that. I don't want to go through being pregnant. I guess I could adopt, but I don't want to do that either.
You don't want to adopt?
I just don't want a kid.
Would you, like, foster?
No. I don't want kids.
You don't want a kid, you don't want a pet.
No, I'm
gonna... You just don't want to commit to anything.
No. Oh, I guess that's another fear. Fear of commitment.
Do you want to travel?
Yeah, I want to travel. My I'm lucky because my grandparents have, like, both sets of my grandparents, they have some money, so they've been able to take us on trips. I went to Greece and some other countries with my grandparents one time on a cruise, and it was really fun. And with my other grandparents, they've taken us to a lot of national parks. I want to go to a lot of national parks when I'm older, like,
So you like the environment?
Yeah, I do enjoy the environment.
Good for you.
I like hiking, and, I went to the Rocky Mountains. We should, that would be really fun.
Okay, way back.
I went to the Rocky Mountains, and that was really fun. Like, I like being around nature, and hiking is fun, and, like, oh yeah, another fear of heights. Because I went to the Grand Canyon.
Just add to the list.
I went to the Grand Canyon, and it terrified me because I read a book about all the ways that people died at the Grand Canyon while we were waiting at the gift shop.
Just hop in. At the gift shop? Yeah. This is what they're selling?
Yeah. I want to travel. I don't think I want to go, like, internationally, but I think going on, like, a national park road trip with my friends would be really fun. Maybe we can do that when we graduate college.
Okay.
And you can
drive. No Alaska.
No. We can drive to Alaska.
Oh, no, I'm good. You drive then. Do you have, like, a certain destination you want to go?
No, not really. I don't really have, like, a dream destination.
There's no city or thing, like, that you want to see.
I guess Tokyo is pretty cool.
Well, you just said no international.
Listen, I'm allowed to contradict myself.
Yes, you are. Good for you.
Like, I don't want to go, like, to a ton of international places, but maybe, like...
Are you scared of, like, boats or planes or
no,
something?
No, I mean, I'm kind of scared of planes when I think about it, which is why I don't think about it. But I wouldn't want to travel alone, because that's how you die, but... going to a lot of places with friends, I think, would be really fun.
Would you travel internationally with other people?
Yeah, probably. As long as we, like, planned out the whole thing, because one of my fears is, like
you can't be spontaneous.
No, getting, like, lost in a foreign country or something.
Oh, but don't you have your phone?
Oh yeah. Oh, like, what if your phone dies? Pull out the map. From Dora.
Try and find someone who speaks English.
Oh, that's true. I can speak enough Spanish to... ¿Dónde está la aeropuerto?
Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome.
Just get to the airport, we're fine.
Yeah.
I can say, where's the bathroom? That's about it.
¿Dónde está el baño? Yeah. Maestro, ¿puedo ir al baño?
That person's parked in the road.
Who? Which one?
The red. Do you know how, like, we lost touch in middle school?
Yeah.
Do you regret that?
Well, yeah. And we also kind of lost touch, like, freshman year too, because I, like, was friends with a bunch of upperclassmen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we had a lot of classes in middle school. The problem with, like, going to middle school and high school is that you have different classes for everything, and if you don't have classes with somebody and you don't have common interest, like, you basically just lose touch. You have to, like, make an actual effort to to continue being friends with them. And because, like, I think the only time we really talked was band, because I was better friends with Grace than you during that time.
Yeah.
And I am glad that we're friends again, because I've gotten to know you a lot better, and, like,
Free food.
Free backing out. And, like, we're a lot more similar than I thought, because you were really quiet in elementary school.
Sorry.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. And I think you're still quiet, but, like, when we're friends, I hear a lot more of your thoughts, and that's fun because we're a lot more similar. And I feel like...
I drive through the parking
lot. She, like looked
that.
Right at me. Hello. But... And I feel like, having AP Lang last year together and being online really helped because we talked to each other a lot.
We could actually talk.
Yeah. We talked to each other a lot, and also, marching band has helped, too, because, like, even though I wasn't really that close to you...
This year, I didn't have all my senior friends who left me.
Yeah, same.
So.
And so, now we're friends, because all of our other friends are gone.
Last resort!
But, yeah, I'm really glad that we've reconnected, because I've done, like, a lot of things with you and the rest of our girly pops. but, yeah... It's been really fun, and I'm glad that we are friends again, because a lot of my good memories this year have already been with, like, you and our group, and that's been really nice.
Well, thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Are we done?
Yes!
We did it!
Oh my